everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Ooh, it's cold, isn't it? But joining us now to warm you all up, it's a big welcome back to your friend of mine, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. Welcome back.
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm cold. Really cold. Just to let everyone know, we're pre-recording the show on Wednesday this week. We have got a fixture preview with Mark Carruthers later in the show, a football writer from the northeast of England. And that preview will be taking place on Thursday. So what I'm trying to say to you all is this show is very much pre-recorded. Do check social media channels before setting off to your game on Saturday. It's going to be a cold one, isn't it?
I'm kind of expecting the annual whiteout edition of the preview this week. So
I felt like I should bring Andrew Snaith back on for this week alone, because that's normally his gig, isn't it? To do a fixture preview for a whole weekend of postponed games. But no, we'll get Mark Carruthers joining us shortly. We're also going to be hearing this week from the managers at Mask United. Graham Lee will be joining us. We're also going to be catching up with the manager at Ashton United, Steve Cunningham. And we're also going to be hearing from the brand new manager at Marston Road, Mr. Dave Cook. Welcome back. And welcome, Dave Cook, to the new management position at Stafford Rangers. So we'll be hearing from Dave shortly. But James, we've got you on to catch up with all the results from this past week in the league. We had loads of matches on Saturday and quite a few matches on Tuesday. Let's start with the main headlines. Radcliffe obviously started the weekend top of the division. They stay top, but they've got the gap to 9 points. And that follows a weekend where Radcliffe won on Saturday by 3-2 against Bamber Bridge. A really gutsy performance, that one, from both teams. But Radcliffe taking all 3 points. At the same time, Basford United were heading for 3 points away at Warrington Rylands. But Warrington Rylands got a late equaliser there at Gorsey Lane. So Warrington Rylands getting a point there. That opens up the gap from 7-9, James, after this past weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Bamber Ridge came to play football against Radcliffe and, yeah, they came away with a defeat, but it was a great effort there at the same time for him. And Radcliffe came into the game, 2 penalties by Josh Hancock, who was back on the goal-scoring sheet, and Radcliffe top of the table by 9 points.
Warrington Rylands, it is probably a point gained because Worksop Town on Saturday couldn't capitalise. They were beaten by Marine by 1-0. Fantastic result by Marine. And then on Tuesday night, Worksop Town only picking up a point away at Bamber Bridge. Worksop Town getting an equaliser there in the second half. So Bamber Bridge, the victim of some late goals this past week. Worksop now in third position, still 3 points behind second place Rylands.
I mean, at the same time, we're playing with Bamber Bridge. Took on Worksop, who were on high scoring form a couple of weeks ago. Ewan Baines getting back on the goal scorings list as well. So touch on Marine quickly, what a week they've had as well. At the same time, there's goal scoring forms coming back in, especially with the result on Tuesday night.
Should we just cover off that result? Because this was an epic game of football. Marine 4, Workington 4. Blimey, let me try and work out how this all played out. Marine taking the lead 5 or so minutes into the game. Then Workington getting an equaliser. Then Workington taking the lead roughly around the half-hour mark. And then Marine get an equaliser. And right in half-time, Marine take the lead. So that's a classic yo-yo game, isn't it, right there? Then 4 minutes into the second half, Workington, I've got it all square again. 10 minutes later, Marine have made it 4-3. And then Joe Bunny steps up from the penalty spot with about 9 minutes or so left to make it 4-4. What a game of football in front of over 900 people there at the Marine Travel Arena.
Yeah, that'll be on a very cold Tuesday night at the Marine Travel Arena as well. No disrespect, but you see front in Christmas, it's going to be cold. So well done to both teams there at the same time. But yeah, with that result there, it's the fifth on the points per game table at this moment. But they've got a very busy December coming up, so they just need to try and maintain that little bit of a pace going forward in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and we'll catch up with Mark Carruthers shortly discussing Marine's upcoming games, especially the one this weekend. But Marine there, 3 points obviously on Saturday and a point there on Tuesday. Just going back to Bamber Bridge, they took on Radcliffe and Worksop. I think they might have taken the point, actually, in those two games. And so not necessarily a bad week for Bamber Bridge either. What about Macclesfield? Macclesfield are now tied with Worksop Town. A 5-1 win over Geisley. Geisley, who beat Matlock in their previous game by 4-0. Macclesfield, they're showing some clout, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, again, Macclesfield coming back with a 6-0 win against Avon Colliery, as we said last week, can they keep the goals going coming? Yes, they have straight away. So again, getting themselves built ready for the FA Trophy next week. And that's to get a good result against Guiseley, really, because again, they've been starting to score a fair few goals recently themselves. But a great balance back for them on Tuesday night against Nilkison side, who pushed to play football a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, guys, they bounced back on Tuesday with a fantastic result against Ilkeston by 4-1. But just 3 points separating third place Worksop Town and eighth place Matlock Town at the moment. It's very, very close indeed. So Worksop Town in third on 33 points. Macclesfield in fourth on 33 points. What about Hyde United there in fifth? Just 1 point behind those two teams I've just mentioned there. Hyde United on Saturday, a very good result this, a 2-1 win against Morpeth Town and a 2-2 draw at home to Gainsborough on Tuesday night. That's not a bad couple of results there for Hyde United. Just keeps things ticking along.
Yeah, they've got mixed form at this moment at Hyde, but again, when the teams are dropping points above you, I don't think that matters too much. Good result there at home. Great build-up goal on the Saturday by Harry Bunn to get the first goal. Hyde's starting to build themselves up for a busy Christmas, just doing what they need to do.
So Hyde United in fifth position, 32 points. That's the same number of points, incidentally, as Guiseley. So Guiseley, that's a really important result on Tuesday night, wasn't it, against Ilkeston. Ashton United, they're on 31 points, just 1 point outside the playoffs. They didn't play on Tuesday evening, but they did play on Saturday, a bit of a greater Manchester derby, and they picked up the points with 2 goals in the second half, coming from 1 goal down to beat Atherton Coles at the Schooner Stadium. Big result that for Ashton United, getting back to winning ways, James.
Yeah, before that match, 4 draws out of 5. And again, most of them draws have been on the road too in the last couple of weeks. So yeah, that's come back into that game a little bit. Alex Byrne in the last 10 minutes bringing them back for the 3 points from Atherton. Similar situation to Hyde as well, just making the most of everyone else dropping points around them at this moment.
Yeah, so a big win for Ashton United on Saturday. Let's hear now from the Ashton United manager. Here's Steve Cunningham, who I caught up with on Thursday. Hey, well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations for that win. I watched your post-match interview. It looked Baltic there at Atherton, but 3 points certainly to warm everyone up. How was your evening?
Yeah, it was an enjoyable one. It felt like a long time since we've had a win. My media man seems to make that very clear when he's doing interviews at the moment. I'm not sure if he is trying to get me the sack. But
hey, Steve, I heard his interview. It was a bold opening question. Bold.
Very bold, very bold. But we had a laugh about it because, I mean, even though that's the first win in eight, I mean, you include in 3 or 4 cup games in that and we've lost to some elite opposition in the likes of Kidderminster, but we've only lost 4 in our last 18. And we were sort of saying, you know, when you look at that, the consistency of performance, we've just been unlucky with some of the draws. But it did feel good to actually get over the line with a 3-pointer, which was thoroughly deserved. You know, I've got a lot of respect for David Chadwick and he's got a tough job on his hands and he knew that when he first took over. He's revamped the whole squad. And they gave a good fight in tough conditions. The pitch was very, very lively, let's put it that way, for both teams. But we came out with a win. And I did say early on in the week, even after the draw against Ilkeston, we'd have took a scruffy 1-0 win off someone's backside just to try and get those 3 points. But what it has done is it's just set up where we wanted to be at this stage of the season. We're competing at the top end when a lot of people had us down for relegation. So, yeah, it was all good and a very enjoyable pint on the Saturday.
Yeah, and just mentioning that never say die attitude, because that's essentially what your team's got at the moment, because you could point to the draws, but, you know, in the games against Gainsborough, Bamber Bridge, Ilkeston, I know all those goals were in the first half, but and the Atherton Coles game, you're coming from behind in all of those games, and that's quite a handy knack to have in this first half of the season, certainly.
It is, yeah. I think what we've done is we've done our recruitment really well in terms of quality. And we've got some really well-established players, some really exciting younger players. But when I talk about, say, what David's done at Coles, you know, we've only got, I think, 4 or 5 from last year's squad. We've done a full revamp in the pre-season ourselves. And to get that togetherness and that sort of quality of being able to come from behind, it takes time to do that. We've probably done that ahead of schedule. When you think we lost 5-0 first game of the season, you think, you know, hang on a minute. You know, I always revert back to that because we're a million miles away from that. Even the 5-0 against Macclesfield, it wasn't the same kind of game because we played well for large parts in that game, especially the first half. But at the moment, one of the traits that we do have is even if we go behind, and a lot of the goals we have conceded, I hear a lot of managers say it on interviews, but I found myself doing it myself as well. We're at fault for a lot of goals that are very, very individual mistakes that the comical and you can't coach them, you can't plan for them. But one of the things that we have done is been able to come back, like you say, show a little bit of character. And I think it's great that we're able to do that. But now we also need to stop making those mistakes because we're giving teams a bit of a leg up. I think we've conceded in the first 5 minutes in three or four games due to those individual mistakes. And we're having to show that character. But it is good, like you say, we've not lost a back-to-back game yet this season. So touch wood as long as that continues. And like you say, first half of the season, to have that quality so soon after a pre-season sort of rejig, then we're very happy with where we are.
Yeah, 1 point outside the playoffs and you've got games in hand over the likes of Hyde and Geisler. And when you throw into the mix as well that you're having to keep this run going during a period where you've been knocked out of the FA Cup and knocked out of the FA Trophy as well. So, and the Radcliffe defeat, I mean, the wheels could have come off quite easily. So there is a stubbornness there.
Oh, very much so, yeah. We've got some good experience there, though. When you think the likes of Sean Newton, Simo in goals, you've got Luke Burke at right back. It is stacked with good sort of experience. And then also Mitch Rose in midfield. We've got some real good leaders there. And they've obviously set some standards. We're just more frustrated, without sounding too arrogant, that we have dropped some stupid points that we feel that, you know, even just 4 or 5 points that we've really chucked away would have us competing in second place. And we're not too far away from that. So, like I've always said, we won't get too giddy. We know where we are in terms of the table. There's a lot of competition this year. There's some fantastic teams. And I think it will be one of them seasons. We say it all the time, don't we, Ben, on these shows. But I think this year is the most competitive for a large number of teams that will all think, well, from, what, say, 13th, 14th position down, they'll all think they've got a chance of playoffs. So it's changing every week. We've just got to keep that consistency going, which we're doing at the moment, and rely on some quality moments from the sort of individuals that we've got in the team to turn a draw into a three-pointer.
And a player who helped with that regard on Saturday was Jake Charles, a new signing. How's he settled in and what's your thinking there about acquiring him?
Yeah, well, we were in for another player, but unfortunately we couldn't agree certain things. And we knew that with Gilly being out injured at the moment, we needed some extra firepower. And when you're looking around, everybody's looking for a top striker. We looked at it and said, who could we bring in that's got the characteristics that we need at the moment? We're coming into the tricky months as well, the horrible pitches. Even if it's a good pitch normally, the winter months and the conditions make it difficult. A heavy schedule. So we didn't want to take too many chances. And we've gone for someone in Jake who I feel's got real good pedigree, great experience. He's 27, so he's not a young kid. He knows how to turn a bad ball into a good ball just with his endeavour and his work rate. And then that was in abundance on Saturday with a goal and an assist on one of the toughest pitches in the season that you'll play. So I think with Jake, it just shows that we've done the right thing. He's a great lad. And long may that continue as well, that sort of form. And he'll just complement the striking options that we've got.
And you mentioned this tricky period and what's coming up. Worksop, obviously, on Saturday at Hurst Cross. That's an epic game. You've got the Manchester Premier Cup as well on Tuesday against Chadderton. Baseford away, Stafford with Cookie in charge there now. Workington, Mask, FC United, all heading towards the festive period. What's your thoughts on this challenging month coming up for Ashton?
Yeah, I think it'll all be dictated by the weather. I mean, even looking outside today, mate, I live in Burnley and we've got snow here. And I know some of the players where they are, and I've had a picture of the pitch already, and it's not great. So, I mean, I went to watch Worksop against Bamber. Really fun, you know, what a great advert for the league, considering the conditions that both teams played some really good stuff end-to-end. And even that pitch, I think, was like an ice skating rink for the players, and that was Tuesday. And the conditions only got worse, haven't they? And this is the bit where you can do all the planning you want, but it can just go out the window. So we're just going to look at each game as it comes now as a different challenge. The Worksop one, obviously, if it's on, it's a big game. We've got to make sure that we're competing and taking points off the teams in and around us. The Tuesday with Chadderton, that's something normally, without sounding too disrespectful, when you're challenging and trying to compete for bigger honours, that's a game where you could maybe look at giving some lads some minutes who have been very patient, lads who are in the wings trying to make an impression in the squad. But at the moment, we want to really galvanise that winning run. And I think sometimes when you win against, say, an Everton Colliery, and if you can go and get a result against Worksop, you keep that momentum going into Tuesday against the Chatterton, who are also flying very, very high in their league. We have to respect them, and we want to go and get to the final of that competition now. And I think it helps with the reputation of the club. We're putting the name up in lights. It breeds that winning mentality. And that's certainly what we want to keep doing, is winning football matches, because we've done it before. You mess around with certain games and you lose that momentum. And we certainly won't be doing that against Chatterton. And then hopefully, like you say, change of manager at Stafford. They've got new manager Bounce. Great win for them midweek against a rival for them near the bottom of the league. So they'll have a bit of fresh impetus. But like I said, mate, every game as it comes, new challenges, different challenge. We've just got to be on the metal for ourselves.
Well, absolutely. Well, I've done all the disclaimers on this week's show already about check outside your window on Saturday morning and all that. But fingers crossed that this weekend's match between yourselves and Worksop Town is on, because that's going to be, you mentioned an advert for the league earlier about the Bamber Bridge game. But I think this game this weekend certainly could be that, as long as everyone's wrapped up warm. Steve Cunningham, manager of Ashton United, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck for the month of December, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks a lot, mate, and best wishes for the Christmas period as well for you and all the guys on the show.
Ashton United manager Steve Cunningham there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Ashton United, 1 point outside the playoffs, 2 points outside the playoffs. We've got Matlock Town. Matlock Town with an impressive 3-2 victory at Broadhurst Park on Saturday against FC United. Big result, that one. And an important one as well for Matlock, bouncing back after that heavy Geyser defeat.
They're doing it at the moment without the main striker. So Johnny Margetts has been out injured for the last couple of weeks, but Cardemida coming back in, showing what he's capable of. I think FC United, with what we've said the last couple of weeks as well, the teams in that bottom five starting to pick up some results.
Well, FC United now 10 points outside the playoffs and 8 points above the relegation line. And it's starting to stretch out a little bit, isn't it? They don't want to be left too far behind. And like you say, there are some teams beneath FC United who've had some positive results in the past week or so. One of those teams is Mask United. Mask United on Saturday with a fantastic 3-2 victory over Gainsborough Trinity, a result which sees Mask United now outside the relegation places. That's a big 3 points, James.
Is indeed so, and the majority of them points are from home games at this moment in time. Out of the last six home games, 3 wins and a 1-0 defeat to Macclesfield. Picking up some points against teams around them at this moment in time. Obviously, the defeat to Bradford a couple of weeks ago, the only exception. But that was at Bradford Park Avenue as well, not at home. So for Marseille, just keep that home form going. They're going to start catching the likes of Bamber Bridge, FC United, potentially Gainsborough Trinity too.
Well, it was a big result on Saturday for Mask United, as I said, out of the relegation places. And let's hear now from the manager at Mount Pleasant. It's a big welcome back to the show to Graeme Lee. Well, Graeme, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And what a fantastic result that was on Saturday at home to Gainsborough Trinity. Quite an epic ending to that game, to say the least. How was your afternoon?
Enjoyable in the end, yeah. It was one of them games. First half, both teams quite an even match, teams, opportunities both ways, and then we conceded, well, we gifted a goal, really. So that put us 1-0 down at half time, but it was just trying to give the lads that belief, really, that the performance where we are, if we can just lift it a little bit more, we'll get ourselves back in the game, and thankfully we did. And our second half performance was very pleasing. It was just probably shadowed a little bit by the giving the penalty away, last kick of the game, to make it 3-2, but I was walking off the pitch unhappy, actually, because we conceded that goal. But on reflection, it was an excellent result.
Yeah, and when you consider as well, I mean, form-wise, if you look at the last six games and take a step back, Mask have actually got the eighth best form in the league at the moment, which is superb, to say the least. But that result there, that was getting back to winning ways after three straight defeats. So how crucial was that last half hour?
It was massive to get the result, because I feel as though the performances, Macclesfield performance, I feel as though we were the team who looked like we were going to go on and win that game, and unfortunately we didn't. And week before, we'd 1-0, Bradford Park Avenue dominated it. I think they only had one sack in the second half. So the performances have been there. It was just obviously not getting the picking up results. So to say we're eighth in the league on the form with what we are, where we are at the moment, we could have been probably the top, because of some of the results I look at. What we lost 1-0 was, there were games where we dominated the game and should have won the game. So, yeah, I've been pleased. Just like getting that reward to get that button performances in and get the reward for the win. Hopefully, it'll take us forward a little bit more and start picking up a few more wins.
Yeah, and I think the last time we spoke, you just taken over, and you went on, a decent run of results as well. And now, after Saturday's result, you're outside the relegation places. So, generally, how are you settling into things at Mount Pleasant now? Now you're outside the relegation places.
that part doesn't make me relax. I think it's nice. It's nice that we've picked up some wins, and it's. I think I said last time the show was that I'm trying to learn the league, learn the players, the standard, the levels, and like I said, I've been nothing but impressed by teams that we've played against and the level of play in this league. It was just one of them trying to really understand and get the right players, get the right people in, get the right formation for what suits our players. And we started to get there. One thing we were doing was just conceding far too many goals early in the season, and we're trying to rectify that, and we're getting there. Even though we conceded two the other day, we're getting there. We're a lot more solid now that we broke down. And I've said from the start, if we are like that, we have got players on the pitch going forward who can create and score goals. And thankfully, when it clicks, we're getting some good results. And like I said, I feel a lot more confident in where we are at the moment going forward.
I suppose the next step for yourselves is, if we're throwing Bradford Park Avenue and Basford and Stafford Rangers and Afferton Coles, the five of you have been cut adrift slightly, but I suppose your next target is to start reeling in the likes of Bamber Bridge, FC, Gainsborough and Workington, because the more the merrier, as it were.
Yeah, listen, we want to win games, and we speak to the lads after each game and like reflect on the game. It's some games we've played against teams at the top end of the table, and we've matched them for majority of the game, and we've seen that. And results against Workington, our performance against Macclesfield, it shows that if we're on our game, we can match most in the league and get results off them. But it's just having that, we have to be on our game. We can't have four or five performing and the other lads sitting off. We have to have near enough all 10 of them outfield players performing at the best, and if we do that, we'll get results. But it's consistency, and we want to pick as many points as we can, and like I said, we'll reflect on Christmas time where we are and then what we need to do from there.
So next up is Stafford Rangers. We're obviously pre-recording this on Thursday, just to let the listener know. Yeah. We don't know the status of this game, but where you are, it's not just about the status of this game, it's also about the status of training, I suppose, as well. I mean, it's snowing where you are, not so much this side of the Pennines, but what's your thoughts on preparations heading into this weekend? It's going to be a cold one.
Well, it is going to be a cold one, yeah. Fortunately, in the northeast, you get used to it, but it's quite heavily snowing here now, and I've just been informed my training pitches have been cancelled. So at the moment, we're just in the process of trying to find a different venue. But then I have to have a look at the lads who travel and what's going to suit them. Thankfully, we talk about the team, and there hasn't been a hell of a lot of change within the team. And so there isn't something where tonight, if we did miss this training because of the weather, hopefully wouldn't affect our preparation as much as it could if I was changing a lot.
And how important is this game this weekend? I mean, we are about to enter December. It feels a bit early for six-pointers and all that, but this does feel a crucial one, especially for Stafford, because I mentioned you wanting to reel in the likes of Bamber Bridge and FC United, but Stafford don't want to be left behind, so this is a big game.
Yeah, it is, yeah. When you're looking at the new managers just come in, so I think they've got a good result the other night. It's going to be... tough game, like I said, there's no easy games in this league, but yeah, we're looking at it. I think we're in this position when we got our first win, Atherton away, now we're bottom, and we were second bottom or around that, and it was the importance of that game just to get you that little boost over someone who's in and around you, and it's going to be another one the same on Saturday. Hopefully the game goes ahead, because we don't want to be travelling down there on a Tuesday night, but that's where we'll see where we are. But no, it's a massive game for us in the sense of what the points and where we are around. We've won, I said earlier, it's where we're playing. I just want to pick as many points as we can. We'll reflect at Christmas time where we are and what we need to do. But at the moment, with performances our lads have been putting in, tells me that we can climb this table.
And as we head towards the festive period, it's not just Stafford and Rylands. You've got Worksop, Lancaster, Ilkeston, Ashton, Blimey. Yeah. I mean, there is no easy games in this league and all that, but that feels especially difficult. How much are you looking forward to this challenge of December?
It's we'll be going up against teams that we've played early in the season. So like Worksop, no disrespect, they destroyed us down their place. We couldn't handle Hall up top. Hughes as well. They're causing a lot of problems on their pitch. And for me, it'd be nice to see where we are now against these teams. And it'll buzz in. It'll give me a bit of understanding, like I said, going into the Christmas. But no, there's lads in every team. I think we've played, I've looked at him for. He could be playing at a high level or could be playing in the Football League. Each team seems to have two or three of these players. And that's a fine margin from this league to getting into the Football League professional game. So it's each game's tough and enjoyable, and well, it's starting to be enjoyable because of the performances we're putting in at the moment. So as long as that continues, we'll keep smiling and keep moving forward.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Graham Lee, the manager of Manchester United, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best in the coming matches. Have a lovely Christmas, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks very much.
Graham Lee there, manager of Manchester United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So, James, back to the results in the league. Obviously, Manchester United, as we said, out of the relegation places. Bradford Park Avenue, they did pick up a draw at the Giant Axe on Saturday. They did have the moments, though, where they could have took all three, but it's still a point away at Lancaster City, which isn't bad.
Yeah, great header for Brad Carroll to get a point back for the home side there. Lancaster's always a difficult place to go in the winter. Bradford Park Avenue going there, getting a point like that and having OCDB on scoring form. He was in the top 10 of the goal scorers at this moment. So let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks there.
Yeah, and when you add in as well that Lancaster in their next game on Tuesday, they beat Whitby Town by 2-1. It's been a decent week for Lancaster City on the pitch, that's for sure, isn't it? They're up to 12th now in the league table, 6 points outside the playoffs, and they've got a game in hand over the likes of Hyde United and Geisler. So not a bad week on the pitch for Lancaster, that's for sure. Back to the results from Saturday afternoon, and there's just a couple of results left from Saturday. Ilkeston Town, incidentally, they were beaten on Tuesday, but they did beat Stafford Rangers by 3-1. Whilst Whitby, they did pick up a point this week, a 1-1 draw at home to Workington. Decent week for Workington. A draw against Marine and a draw against Whitby. That's not bad, is it? Up to 14th now, Workington, in the league table. But, James, last results, which we need to talk about, and big news out of Marston Road. Tuesday night, Stafford Rangers 2, Atherton Coles 0. A big result for Stafford Rangers. It was also the first match with Dave Cook in charge. That was a six-pointer right there on Tuesday. And Stafford Rangers, they didn't pick up 6 points. They picked up three, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, a win was vital just to keep the pace up a little bit with Mars and Bradford Park Avenue at this moment in time.
Well, let's hear now from the new manager at Marston Road, and it's a big welcome back to the NPL show to Dave Cook. Well, Dave, a big welcome back to the show and a big welcome back to management and, well, welcome back with 3 points. A great evening on Tuesday against Atherton Coles. How are you settling in at Stafford?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind week, Ben. You know, back at it, but something that I relish.
And just to focus on Tuesday night to begin with, what was your take from Tuesday night? Because there was a goal just before half-time, a goal just after half-time. So that's perfect management-wise, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I could have had more off the players, to be honest with you. We had a chat beforehand. Got to give credit to Dale, who's been the assistant, Dale Belford. He'd actually changed the shape two or three games ago, which has worked. They've looked a better outfit, more together. I'm not saying we'll always play that shape, but it was a case of it suited one or two of the players. But I just went in before the game and told them that it was really going to be the game of the life, because, you know, we couldn't afford to lose that, because if we'd have lost that, we're really getting cut adrift. And they were at it from the first minute, to be honest. And we could have been four or five up at half time. But there's always a danger, Ben, whether it's 0-0, 1-0 or whatever, that you can get caught on the counter. And to be fair to Atherton, they've scored a lot of late goals and they were good on the counter. And that was my biggest concern at half time, that we've got to keep the back door shut, because you can easily get carried away at the moment. So yeah, like you said, perfect second half, you score within 5 minutes, and you know, you just got to keep doing everything right. And look, hopefully, I know it's insane seeing the game out with 40 minutes to go, but if you look at Atherton's record, I think they scored 6 goals in the 90th minute. So they're a team that are never going to give up. So yeah, it was a good night all round. We saw the game out, and hopefully onwards and upwards.
And what do you think, obviously, because like you said, it's a vitally important victory there because you don't want to be too far away from the likes of Mask, Bradford Park Avenue, Basford United as they start to try and claw in other teams above that relegation battle at the moment. But what do you feel this is going to be built on at Stafford? Because you mentioned the clean sheet there. We could throw in the Brackley Town result in the FA Trophy. I mean, it was a defeat on penalties, but it was a clean sheet against the National League North side. So, you know, defence is going to be key, but I'm going to suggest going forward as well is going to be key because there's not been too many goals scored at Stafford this season. So what do you think's the key ingredients to this survival fight now?
We need new personnel. You know, I think we need five or six to add to the squad. You know, because you're not at the bottom of the league or near the bottom for no reason. And, you know, you look at the table at this moment in time and it's really looking like per many fourth and five that are going to go down. They're the five that are cut adrift a little bit at the minute. So we've got to keep pushing on. And look, there's a lot of football to be played from now to the end of the season. But we've got to get a stronger squad quickly. You know, it's not like as if we're mid-table and we can say, right, we're going to give everybody at the club a good few games and see where we go. We've got to start and we've got to bring players in. Hopefully then we can start picking up points and climbing up the table.
And with regards to that squad, just going back to that Brackley Town match, because that was a sign that there was more going on there in the dressing room than perhaps the league table suggests. So how important was training on Thursday? Because you might have picked up those 3 points there on Tuesday, but it is a bit of a whirlwind, all this, isn't it? So you're going to have to hit the ground running, essentially. So how important was training on Thursday to get to know the players and see what they're all about and start to begin thinking about these changes?
Well, I spoke to most of the players individually the last night, and they're all up for the fight. The attitude from Tuesday night and the work ethic in training last night was as good as what I've seen. So, you know, that was pleasing because sometimes you can speak to players and they're fed up or they don't want to be there or that wasn't the case last night. They were all like, we love this club, Stafford Rangers. I mean, Stafford is such a big club and they're like, they're ready for the fight. So that was really, really pleasing, to be honest. So this group of players, and like you say, the Brackley game, which I went to watch, there was a coat of paint between the two teams. So there are some pleasing things that, you know, sometimes if you're taking over a team that are bottom of the league or near the bottom, it looks like there's got to be major surgery. But I don't think that. I think, you know, they have got some real good players. We've just got to add to it and take it forward.
And that means that obviously you've got, I mean, we'll come to this weekend's game in a second because fingers crossed it's on firstly, but it's a massive game against Mask. But you've already mentioned this in the interview, but you are going to be adding to the squad. So how quickly are you anticipating this to happen? Just I think you said five or six players or so, just adding strength to the squad. So how quickly are you anticipating this to be turned around?
Well, hopefully within 2 or 3 weeks we'll have a few more bodies in. You know as well as I do that everybody that you bring in doesn't always hit the ground running. But what I do know is the squad will be stronger in the next few weeks to give us that chance to start picking up more points. Yeah, I'm a very busy manager at this moment in time.
Yeah, absolutely. But just to add as well, I mean, Mask this weekend, it is a big game, isn't it? But it's also a big game, not just because of where everyone is in the league table, but because Stafford, and people might have missed this, you have got a game in hand over Mask and you've got a couple of games in hand over Bradford Park Avenue. So this is a handy game to have, I'm going to suggest.
Every game's important when you're down there. It is an unforgiving league, as you well know. You know, top can beat bottom. So whether the game's on or not tomorrow, the weather doesn't look too good, but we'll be prepared. And hopefully we can get the right result again on Saturday.
And a closing question, really, because like you've said, and like it's come across in this interview, it's a very busy time for you. But how good is it to be back in management, and how much are you looking forward to being the manager at Stafford Rangers for this second half of the season and seeing what's possible at Marston Road?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Stafford isn't too far away from me. You know, I've always kept a close eye on the club for a long, long time. always enjoyed the New Year's Day games against them when I was at Nantwich because they've got fabulous crowds and the, you know, whether the game was going to be at Nantwich or whether it's going to be at Stafford, it'd always be a bumper gate. And the people that have been involved in Stafford since I was at Nantwich were always nice and always complimentary and they were good games. So it's great to be now on the other side of the fence and managing Stafford Rangers.
Well, Dave Cook, manager of Stafford Rangers, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations again on your appointment at the club. Congratulations for those 3 points on Tuesday and all the best in the coming matches. Dave Cook there, manager of Stafford Rangers, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And James, just before we hand over to Mark Carruthers for this weekend's fixture preview, obviously, we mentioned this at the start of the show, we are pre-recording the show on Wednesday this week. And, well, we don't know what the weather's going to be like on Saturday. So just a bit of a plug for the social media channels.
Right, so X, following on with Twitter, Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend. Wrap up warm, and we'll catch up again next week.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future. And dear listener, ordinarily, when there's a weekend ahead, which, let's be honest, is cold, there's snow in the air, there's a good chance that a few games might get called off. We normally invite Andrew Snaith on for the fixture previews. We've been doing the show now for about 12 years. Don't know why. It's no disrespect to Andrew Snaith. It's just the way it always falls. He does the fixture preview. A load of peas appear on the results page on football web pages. But this week, we're going a bit novel. We're inviting Mark Carruthers, football writer from the northeast of England, to have a go at this weekend's inevitable fixture preview. How are you? How are you, Mark? Welcome back to the show.
I'm good. I'd like to say I'm bracing myself for another cold weekend, but it's always cold up here, so it doesn't really make a difference. But yeah, looking out my window, the snow coming down, and I'm just about to do a lot of previews of games that probably won't happen. So all good here.
We're always optimistic here on the NPL show, of course. And fingers crossed for this weekend's matches. We are pre-recording this preview on Thursday morning. So do check social media, obviously, on Friday and Saturday at the links that James Hayes has just provided you with the NPL. But let's give it a go, Mark. Let's jump in with both feet and talk about some of the big games this weekend. And I don't think it gets much bigger than Guiseley hosting Radcliffe at Nevermore. This is a massive game. Guiseley, they're contenders, certainly for the playoffs. Radcliffe, very much contenders for the playoffs. They've opened up a 9-point gap between themselves and Warrington Rylands. Guiseley need a win. Radcliffe need a win. Big game.
Huge game. I saw Radcliffe earlier this month at Morpeth. And they came away with a 3-2 win, last-minute win. They were 2-1 down and really showed all of the commitment, all of the drive that you need to win the Northern Premier. For large parts of the game, it looked as if things weren't going to go against them. They saw out quite a lengthy spell of injury time as well when Morpeth were starting to push forward, looking for an equaliser. They have good players in form, you know, the likes of Jordan Hume and Jordan Ebo. They look every inch to me the champions. I'm not going to say elect, but they certainly look the favourites to win the league, which is a really obvious statement I appreciate given the advantage they have. But Guiseley, you know, in good form, start to show that solidity you need to force your way into those playoffs. It feels like I don't know if you can call it a banana skin because it seems a bit harsh on Guiseley, who are probably better than being seen as that. And I don't think it would be a shock if Guiseley were to get a win here. But I'm going to absolutely sit on the fence and go for a draw on this one. I just think it's a game where they could cancel each other out.
I do make this point every week, pretty much. I'm tempted to have a little tally somewhere for how many goals Radcliffe have scored. But 53 goals they've scored this season. And I make this comparison every week because it's a remarkable comparison. Radcliffe, top of the league, 53 goals scored. Warrington Rylands in second. Just 15 goals conceded. That is a sturdy defence at Warrington Rylands. They're taking on Bradford Park Avenue this weekend at the Horsfall Stadium. It's obviously a 4G surface there in West Yorkshire. So fingers crossed this game will definitely be on. And Warrington Rylands, they're just ticking along, aren't they? A draw last week against Basford United, but that followed on from that win against Worksop Town and Ilkeston. So Warrington Rylands doing what they need to do at the minute.
And I always think, and this could be me losing track of years here, by the way, because everything seems to mould into one at the moment, but I still feel as if Warrington are still fairly newcomers to this level. And the fact that they've adapted so quickly and the fact they've got themselves in a position where they are one of the favourites for the playoffs, built on that unbelievable defence, speaks volumes for the work that's gone on there. They've got such a good record this season. I think they've lost fewer games than Ratcliffe. So they're clearly very difficult to beat. They're very difficult to break down. I think they will go to Bradford on Saturday and get another win. But I think longer term, you know, the title might just be a step too far for them. But you wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs, because if it did come to that, I think we both know that it's defences that tend to win those sorts of ties. So people may see it as a tricky one going to Bradford despite their form. But I can't see anything but a Warrington win.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I think this is actually, because I agree with you, time does kind of merge into one post-COVID, doesn't it? But
is
I think
third season?
I think this is actually their second season at this level.
Is it?
Right. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is their second season. So it's a remarkable adapting to the league. And Michael Clegg's done a great job, like you say. And this weekend, they take on Bradford Park Avenue. We'll return to the lower half of the table in a second or two and discuss that side of things. But staying up in the playoff positions, mentioned how big guys against Radcliffe is. We obviously had Steve Cunningham on the show earlier. Ashton United taking on Worksop Town. Just 2 points separating these two teams. Third travelling to seventh. This is a big game and an intriguing one, with Ashton United proving to be very difficult to beat this season.
And it's interesting to face a Worksop side that for the last 18 months, 2 years have been near unstoppable, but haven't won in their last three games in the league. Obviously, that defeat against Rylands, beaten at home, a rare home defeat against Marine, and then earlier this week's draw against Bamber Bridge. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to that, because for a club that's been so used to progress and good results, to have that little stutter, and I'm sure that's all it will be, is an interesting one. But yeah, Ashton, as you say, sat just outside the playoffs, eking out wins when they need to, and those results, first home game in quite a while as well, so I'm sure they'll be pleased to get back to Hurst Cross. This one, again, it's totally sitting on the fence and I apologise, but I think this one will be a draw. Worksop, as I say, it's going to be interesting to see how they react to not winning in three, because that hasn't happened very often for them.
Well, because Radcliffe and Guiseley are going head-to-head and Ashton United and Worksop are going head-to-head, there's an opportunity for Macclesfield this weekend to leapfrog over Warrington Rylands and get into second spot, which would be pretty impressive, I've got to say, with everything that's been going on at the Moss Rose. Macclesfield this weekend, they're travelling to Bamber Bridge. Tough, tough game, because Bamber Bridge, you know, they might be 17th in the league table, but they're a very tricky side to read, aren't they? I mean, you know, Radcliffe only beat them 3-2, and that was after a penalty with 10 minutes left.
Yeah, a tricky side to face. It's hard work inside, discipline, organised. And also the you know, stereotypical difficult place to go as well. So this will be a real test for Macclesfield. But you look at their form coming into it. I mean, that 4-2 win against Alfred in the trophy was unbelievable result. The win against Athlone Colliery, obviously win against Guiseley, scoring goals left, right and centre. I just feel there's a bit of momentum building it in Macclesfield. Obviously have new high-profile signings in their midst as well. Someone in Kane Drummond who was in fantastic form at the moment. So yeah, I just think there's a lot going in the favour of Macclesfield at the moment. So I can see them getting the points here.
And I mentioned how tricky it is to play Bamber Bridge in 17th. I don't think anyone's ever said this on the show, but there are no easy games in this league. And Hyde United this weekend, they're taking on Workington. Hyde United in fifth, with a chance to go up to third this weekend. Workington 8 points behind them, sitting in 14th. But because of the nature of the league, you wouldn't be surprised if Workington wins this game at Borough Park. Tough game for Hyde United, but the opportunity is there to get well embedded in the playoffs at 5 o'clock.
Nothing ever surprises me in this division. We've both done this long enough to know that you just can't take anything for granted, really. Yes, Workington will be a tough place to go. I think it's the first of three home games for them, so they'll see that as a chance to really, you know, get themselves moving up the league with three positive results at home, or what they'll hope will be three positive results at home. I just feel Working on a slightly false position, I've got to be honest. I saw them earlier in the season at Morpeth, and although they got beat there, they showed a lot more than I think the league position suggested. They were dangerous going forward. They had goals in them. they actually look pretty solid in defence. We're done by a couple of really, really good goals. But yeah, I think from Hyde, this is a really big opportunity, isn't it, to go there, get a result, and really, really firm up that playoff place, put pressure on the teams above them going into what is a busy part of the season. So I'm going to go for a Hyde win, but I think it'll be very, very narrow.
And then we've got Matlock Town. Matlock Town sitting in eighth, 2 points outside the playoffs. They're one of a few teams who've played 19 games. Everyone else mostly have played 18, with the exception of Marine and Whitby, who we'll come to in a second. Matlock Town this weekend taking on Lancaster City. At time of recording, still no replacement for Mark Fell at the Giant Axe. But inevitably, we've seen this so many times, a dressing room galvanises, doesn't it? This is a tricky game for Matlock Town, but they'll be buoyed by that victory last week against FC United.
Absolutely, and I think with a manager leaving, particularly someone that's been there so long, and so in my opinion, done a good job there, it's going to go one of two ways, isn't it? They're either going to really come together and they're going to really kick on and try and impress a new manager if one is appointed in the near future, which I'm sure it will be, or it's going to go the other way where things will just, you know, slowly fall away. But I think, yeah, looking at that Lancaster squad, I think there's enough quality in there to make sure it's a more positive response. However, I think Matlock will be a step too far, especially, as you say, on the back of that win at FC United, which was, I think, to be honest, you can't underplay the importance of that win because of what happened earlier that week, you know, yeah, going to Guiseley, getting beat comfortably at Guiseley. So that says to me there's a lot of resilience in that squad. You know, we know there's talent in there, there's an experience in there. There's players that have played at this level for a long time. And I really think, I think Matlock will get the win and start putting pressure on the teams in the playoffs.
Now, that's an interesting segue, putting pressure on the teams in the playoffs. Matlock in eighth position. Then there's a bit of a gap, 5 points the gap now between fifth place Hyde United and Marine in ninth. Now, Marine do have four games in hand, admittedly, but this weekend they take on Ilkeston Town. Ilkeston Town on 26 points, 6 points outside the playoffs. They've got no games in hand on the likes of Hyde United. So the league is starting to stretch out a little bit, and it's interesting to see which side of that divide Marine will fall. I'm going to suggest this is the MPL show hipster game of the weekend. Marine against Ilkeston Town.
Yeah, again, Ilkeston, another side I've seen up here in the Northeast in recent weeks, and was really impressed with them. Pushed Morpeth all the way. I wouldn't say deserved a point, which they didn't get. Obviously, they got beat at Morpeth, but they certainly gave Craig Lynch's side a bit of trouble. There's enough experience and pace in forward areas to really hurt Marine. But the games in hand is always a strange one, isn't it? Because you kind of use it as a positive. Oh, you know, if we win those games in hand, but a horrible cliche here, and I apologise, but if's the biggest word in football, isn't it? So when you do start getting those games in hand and you start falling further behind, the pressure just mounts and mounts and mounts. So Marine, I look at the squad though, and I think I said it in the summer when we spoke, that really impressed with the recruitment over recent months. I think they will get in the playoffs. I think I may well have tipped them as one of the sides in the playoffs when you asked me on the first week of the season. I stand by that. But as I say, the pressure is going to ramp up a lot when it comes to those games in hand. Won't be an easy game, but I do think Marine will get the win this weekend.
Now, that's the top half of the table. I'll return to the likes of Whitby and Lancaster and Morpeth in a second or two. But I did mention we'd have a chat about that relegation line. Bradford Park Avenue this weekend taking on Warrington Rylands. There is a gap between Bamber Bridge in 17th and Mask United in 18th, and that gap is 6 points currently. Mask United this weekend will be travelling to Stafford Rangers. We obviously had Graham Lee and Dave Cook on the show earlier. This is a very, very interesting game, isn't it? I'm going to suggest it's almost a must-win for Stafford Rangers, given the gap between themselves and Mask. I mean, it's 4 points, and Stafford don't want to make that 7 points.
Yeah, it feels a bigger game for Stafford than Mask, but that's not me underplaying how important it is to Mask, by the way. It's a really interesting run of form that Mask have been on recently, because I feel as if Graham Lee's starting to get to grips with the squad. You know, there's been a lot of changes there over the last 6 months, or the last year, we could go further back, I guess. But now things are starting to feel as if they're settling down a little bit. They've had some positive results. Obviously, the wins against Baseford, Atherton and Workington. But then there was a little bit of a hiccup, those three defeats without scoring, but they've come back to form with a big win last week against Gainsborough. So yeah, there's possibly a little bit of momentum there. But I do agree. I think Stafford, their need is greater to win this game, because if they do win, they really do pull in Mask as well. I think they'll go a point behind Mask. You look at last win, I know, with all due respect, Arthur, not having the greatest season, I think everyone knows that, but they still had to go and do a job to get that win against them. They'll be confident. Both sides will be fully confident after last weekend's wins. So this one's it's a tough one to call. I'm at pains to say I'll sit on the fence again, but I think Mask may go there and get something. If they get off to a positive start, I think they'll get the win. If not, I'll say a draw.
And if it is a draw, there's obviously Basford United he'll be watching on. He'll actually will want that game to be a draw. Basford United, yeah. They're taking on Whitby Town. Whitby Town, it's exactly what we said for Marine, basically. They too are 5 points outside the playoffs. They have 3 games in hand over Hyde United, currently sitting in fifth. Whitby Town at the moment in 10th position. They'll want to make use of those games in hand. But Basford United, like Mask, they're proving pretty difficult, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, if I can just say again, I think Nathan Haslam's done a great job at Whitby, turned things around. Obviously, had that run to the first round of the FA Cup. And I just think, looking at what he's done there with a little bit of an overhaul of the squad, putting his own stamp on it, I think he's done a fine job. And, you know, again, much like Marine, that there is pressure on those games in hand now if they want to break into that playoff push and really, really put pressure on. But yeah, Basford, they just can't get things going. But I do think there's been small steps forward taken in recent weeks, apart from that defeat at Bamber Bridge. I mean, beating Bradford Park Avenue, beating Lancaster, even drawn at Rylands. I mean, that's a huge result, really. And Macclesfield, for a team who are struggling as badly as they are, to go to two of the best sides in the league, I think we can comfortably say it's no small achievement. So this is a banana skin for Whitby. And I wouldn't be overly shocked if Basford take something.
There's just a couple of more matches we need to cover. One of them is Gainsborough Trinity against FC United. And this one's an intriguing one. At the minute, I don't think either of them are looking over the shoulder too much, but that could change with a resurgent Mask or a resurgent Stafford or a resurgent Bradford Park Avenue or Basford. But at the minute, feels a bit mid-table-ish for these two teams. Gainsborough unbeaten at home. FC United, they're actually 4 games unbeaten on the road at the moment. So they're on a kind of mini good bit of form on the road. This is an interesting one this weekend, Gainsborough against FC.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange one, isn't it? Where they're both, neither are looking at relegation really and probably shouldn't get sucked into that. But the playoffs are a step too far, so they might as well just all pack up and go home now and just finish the season where they are. Eh?
I'm happy not to travel to Lincolnshire on Saturday. What a good idea.
I see. I'm nothing but helpful. But yeah, you mentioned FC United, obviously away from home, have started showing signs of progress with that sort of mini improvement on the road. Just need to get a win, though, don't they? I mean, only one of those games has been a win. I think that was at Mask, wasn't it, last month?
Yeah.
Not going to be easy against Bray. You know, you mentioned their record at home. You just think if they could have matched that on the road, they'd be probably pushing very at least top half, if not even pushing towards the playoffs. But yeah, I think this one, again, a draw. I can't really see either side being sucked into that relegation zone, if I'm honest. I think there's too much quality in both squads. And also that the teams below them, I'm not entirely sure they've got enough to really catch them unless something disastrous happens.
And lastly, we've got Morpeth Town against Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles, at the moment, in danger of being cut adrift, really, with Mask and Stafford Rangers going head-to-head this weekend. Every game's important, but this feels like an important weekend for Atherton Coles. For Morpeth, the definition of mid-table at the moment, they're not looking up, they're not looking down. But that could change. They could get themselves up to 28 points this weekend, and that puts them in the ballpark of the likes of Marine and Matlock all of a sudden.
And if they do, it'll be based purely on, you know, if they do force a way into that playoff push, it'll be purely based on home form, because the home form is incredible. I think it's 1-8 at home. That came against Ratcliffe, who obviously are beating pretty much everyone at the moment. This is such a tough assignment for Atherton Coleries to go up there and get. And that tells you how far north Morpeth is, doesn't it? Even I'm saying up there. Yeah, I just think Morpeth on the home soil, it is very much a different Morpeth this year. I think people around the league would probably accept in recent years it's been quite a physical Morpeth side. They've been strong and physical and quite direct, whereas this year there's a bit more about the pace. I look at players like Will Jenkins and Sam Hodgson, who they've got on loan from South Shields, have both come in and really made an impact. Andrew Johnson's in great form out wide. His goal scoring record is phenomenal for a winger. So I just think this may be a step too far for Atherton.
Just to remind, on Tuesday, there's three league matches. Marine hosting Bamber Bridge, Warrington Rylands taking on Mask United, and Whitby Town taking on Matlock Town. Big, big games there on Tuesday night as well. But just a reminder, we're pre-recording this preview on Thursday morning. Please do check social media before setting off to your game. But me and Mark, regardless of what happens this weekend with your fixture, we've had a good time, haven't we, Mark?
It always is. It always is.
Well, Mark Rovers, before you leave us for this week's show, just give us a bit of a flavour of where you're going this weekend, fingers crossed, and how people can keep across your work.
Well, from a North East point of view, the East Division is looking pretty healthy.
Very healthy indeed, yes.
Yeah. Stockton top, Hebden in second, Consett fourth, Dunstan in seventh, and even, you know, Ashington and Newton Aycliffe showing signs of life in the bottom half when they were struggling earlier in the season. But yeah, Hebden for me this weekend, provided, you know, all is well. Hebden play Brighouse at home, looking to continue what's been a really promising season, the second season under Daniel Moore. And I'm actually going to do a bit of a feature interview with Daniel, because I hope I don't do him any disrespect here, but I think he's 38 years old and he's just overseen his 300th game in management, which is an incredible achievement at such a relatively young age. So I'm going to do a piece with him.
He's a good interview as well, isn't he?
He is. He's a good guy, and he's done a great job at Hebden. You know, he's sort of overseen a big turnaround in their squad, a big turnover over the last 2 years or 18 months. And they look as if they're a bit more solid now. That, you know, they're getting points where maybe they wouldn't have got them last year, and the form has massively improved. And I just think he's done a fine job. My favourite thing about the 300th game he took charge of was the fact that obviously people will know that he's player manager there. He actually came off the bench in that game and scored a 96th minute winner as well. So it kind of writes itself. So yeah, so looking forward to that one. That'll be in the feature game and one of in our local Sunday paper up here in the Northeast, the Sunday Sun. But yeah, you can keep across my work on Twitter at @MarkCruthers_. And yeah, plenty of Northeast non-league stuff on there.
Good stuff. Well, Mark Rovers, wrap up warm this weekend. A big thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
And a big thank you to Mark Rovers for joining me on this week's show. And a big thank you to James and all the managers who've joined us for this week's edition as well. Just a reminder that this show is pre-recorded. You don't need me to tell you that it is very cold outside. So please do check social media channels before setting off to your match on Saturday. And for all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.